సర్గస్థితి ప్రళయహేతుమచింత్య శక్తిం విశ్వేశ్వరం విదిత విశ్వమనంతమూర్తిం నిర్ముక్త బంధనమపార సుఖంబురాశిం నిర్ముక్త బంధనమపార సుఖంబురాశిం శ్రీవల్లభం విమల బోధ ఘనం నమామి వల్లభం విమల బోధ ఘనం నమామి. సో హియర్ వెనెవర్ భగవాన్ ఈస్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ యాజ్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ సృష్టి స్థితి లయ, భగవాన్ ఇస్ లుక్డ్ అపాన్ యాజ్ సగుణ ఈశ్వర. సగుణ ఈశ్వర, ది లార్డ్ as the one endowed with attributes, saguna ishwarah or sagunam brahma. And the same lord is in the form of the whole cosmos. The same lord is in the form of whole, because lord being bhagavan being the cause, the whole universe being the effect, Bhagavan alone is in the form of the whole universe, whole cosmos. Look at Bhagavan as the one in the form of the whole cosmos, still Saguna Ishwaraha, Sarupa Ishwaraha, that is Sarvarupa Ishwaraha, Bhagavan Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Bhagavan is invoked as the one in the form of the whole cosmos, Vishwarupa, Sarvarupa, Aneka Rupa Ishwaraha. And the same Bhagavan, who is in the form of the whole universe, he invoked as, invoked in a given form, as Vishnu, as Narayana, as beloved of Lakshmi, husband of Lakshmi, as the Lord of the entirety of the wealth, in all forms. Then he becomes what? And invoked in one given form, the same Lord, is invoked in a given form which becomes a symbol for the Lord, the whole. The one form in which Eka Rupam, one form of Ishwara, in which Bhagavan is invoked, becomes the symbol for Vishwarupa Ishwaraha. Understand? Eka Rupam becomes the symbol for Vishwarupa Ishwara. So that Vishwarupa Ishwara alone is invoked as the Ekarupa Ishwara, Lord in one given form. Mm-hmm. Actually speaking, the Lord who is in the form of the whole universe, who is invoked in a given form, as in one form, is actually of the nature of formlessness. He is Arupa, Arupa Ishwara. In the one verse, all these three forms of Bhagavan are brought in here. How? See the three words here. Vishveshwaraha, Vidita Vishwaha, Anantamurtihi. Vishveshwaraha, Vidita Vishwaha, Anantamurtihi. So Anantamurtihi, when you say Anantamurtihi, the Lord who is of countless number of forms, That word shows Bhagavan being Vishwarupa Ishwara. Shri Vallabha presents Bhagavan as the one invoked as husband of Lakshmi, Ekarupa Ishwara. And Vimala Bodha Ganaha, who is of the pure consciousness, unaffected by Maya. Then you say Arupa Ishwara. Okay, form is essential. Bhagavan is essentially form of the nature of formlessness. Yes, formless Ishwara only is invoked, looked upon as the whole. The whole is manifestation of the only truth. Okay, this we understood already. Now we are going to the next verse where the Guru is invoked. Yasya prasadadahameva Vishnuhu mayeva sarvam parikalpitancha itham vijanami sadatmaropam tasyangri padvam pranatosmi nityam. Okay, we have finished these two verses. Now we are entering into the third and the fourth verses. Let's see here. Here, Adishakra Bhagavatpada presents the teaching in the form of a dialogue again. Why? Because it's very important for the students of Vedanta to remind themselves repeatedly of the importance of the teacher. Because Vedanta study is actually the inquiry into the nature of reality. An inquiry into the nature of reality is actually inquiry into the nature of one's own essential nature. So self-inquiry. The self-inquiry should not be done independently. It must be done with the help of the teacher using Shastram as the pramanam. Therefore, the sampradaya with teacher must be sampradaya with the knower of sampradaya must be the teacher, and he will teach, you know, unfold subject matter of the Shastram. He will not say anything as his own. Whatever he says, unfolds, definitely must be from the Shastra. So, very important to study the Shastram with the help of the teacher. To make it clear, he presents the teaching in the form of a dialogue. So first, we see the Sishya coming here. So Shankaracharya says, Tapatrayarka santapta kaschit. Tapatrayarka santapta kaschit. Udvignamanasaha. Tapatrayarka santaptaha. See now? Tapatrayarka santaptaha. Are you following? Tapatrayarka santaptaha. Kaschit. Udvigna manasaha. It's a very good, there's no transliteration. You all have to struggle to look it. Very good. Tapatraya, say, arka, santaptaha. Tapatraya arka santaptaha. Kaschit. Udvigna manasaha. Shamadi. Sadhanaihi yuktaha. Shamadi sadhanair yuktaha. Sadgurum paripruchyati. Okay. Anayasena. Yena asman. Muchyeyam. Anayasena. Yena. Asmat. Muchyeyam. Bhava bandhanat. Tanme. Sankshipya. Bhagavan. Kevalam. Kripayavada. It's very good. You'll all understand easily. Okay. Tapatrayarkasantaptaha. We want Bhagavad Gita style? Okay. That is okay. Tapatrayarkasantaptaha kaschit. Udvignamanasaha. Shamadi sadhanayuktaha. Sadgurum paripruchyati. అనాయాసేన ఏనాస్మాన్ అనాయాసేన ఏనాస్మాత్ ముచ్చేయం భవబంధనాత్ తన్మే సంక్షిప్య భగవన్ కేవలం కృపయా వద తాపత్రయార్క సంతప్తః కశ్చిదుగ్న ఉద్విగ్నమానసః తాపత్రయార్క సంతప్తః కశ్చిదుద్విగ్నమానసః శమాది సాధనైర్యుక్త సద్గురుం పరిపృచ్చతి తాపత్రయార్క సంతప్తః కశ్చిదుద్విగ్నమానసః తాపత్రయార్క సంతప్తః కశ్చిదుద్విగ్నమానసః శమాది సాధనైర్యుక్త సద్గురుం పరిపృచ్చతి అనాయాసేన ఏనాస్మాన్ ముచ్చేయం భవబంధనాత్ తన్మే సంక్షిప్య భగవన్ కేవలం కృపయా వద. ఓకే, హియర్ దీస్ టూ వర్సెస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ది స్టూడెంట్. Who student? Not ordinary student. A student who is very keen, very ardent, who is aspiring for jnanam. Just student. So here he says paripruchyati. Pruchyati means asks. Paripruchyati means he asks properly, in proper manner. Paripruchyati requests in proper manner. Means with politeness. Okay? Politely. The politeness is implied here. Okay? With the politeness, with the humility, expressing his aspiration for jnanam, he asks. Paripruchyati. Okay? And this student who is asking, whom does he ask? Sadgurum. Okay. Sadguruhu means the one who, removes the ignorance of the truth of everything. Because Sat means existence, reality. And the Guruhu is the remover of the despair of darkness of ignorance. Sadguruhu is the guru here, the one who removes the darkness of ignorance of the reality, the truth. Okay? Sadguruhu. So Sadgurum Paripruchyati. The Sishya asks his teacher, the teacher. And which Sishya? Kidvushaha Sishyaha. Which sort of Sishya he is? The beautiful. The qualifications of student is student are discussed here. Tapatrayarka santaptaha kaschit. Don't ask which exact, who is exactly a student. Some student, kaschit, someone, some disciple, okay? Some disciple, some student, kaschit. Tapatraya arka santaptaha. Taptaha means one who is scorched. Scorched, tormented, one who is afflicted. Tapta means literally one who is burnt. Tapta means burnt, scorched. And santapta means what? Sam is the prefix. Santapta, santapta. The one who is highly afflicted, scorched, tormented, burnt. Okay? Afflicted. By what? Tapatraya. By the arkaha. Arkaha means sun. Sun stands for the heat. So the one who is highly afflicted by this heat, the scorching sun heat. Okay. Heat of what? Not nisad arka. Here, arkaha is the sun. Tapatraya. Tapatrayam. The pain, tapa means pain. here the disciple who will run to the doctor desperately asking for medicine. Who will go? One who is afflicted by the disease, isn't it? Illness, sickness. Here also, the student is like a sick patient, sick person, and who is really afflicted by the pain. The student here, arka santaptaha, the student who has been highly afflicted, burnt, scorched, tortured by the pain. Pain caused by all forms of obstacles rising from three different sources. Tapatraya. One's own, the pain caused by the obstacle associated with one's own self, one's own body maintenance complex. The pain caused by anything and everything, people and things around him. And the pain caused by natural calamities. Okay, natural crisis. So they are said to be the pain. Of course, you all know very well. You are exposed to so much of teaching. You know, tapatraya means, you know, the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources is said to be tapatrayam. So what is prathamam? Prathamam has three, a set of three. Pain caused by a set of the obstacles arising from a set of three sources, isn't it? So adhyatmika tapaha means when you go through pain, you know, for which your own body, mind, and complex becomes the real cause. Kad adhyatmika tapaha. Then adi bhautika tapaha, the pain caused by anything and everybody, anybody around you. Isn't it? Other people become the source. It is called adi bhautika tapaha. Then adi daivika tapaha, unexpectedly, uncontrollably, and the pain caused by the obstacles caused by the source is natural crisis, natural calamities. Okay, so this is tapatraya. So we all human beings in this world, okay, nobody's an exception. All of us helplessly go through this agony, pain of, okay, the pain caused by the obstacles arising from three different sources. Understand? An obstacle in what? Obstacle in just being yourself. You are not allowed to be yourself. You are helplessly, always you are not yourself. If you are yourself means when you are yourself, in sleep you are yourself. You are yourself, but what is the use? You are yourself not knowing who you are. Therefore, even though you are yourself, isn't it? Then you are free from pain. Because no identity, isn't it? With the identity also, knowing you are, if you are like that, be nice. You're not allowed to be yourself. So obstacles are always there in just being yourself. Therefore here, tapatrayagni santaptaha, this ishaha, who is highly scorched by the pain, the pain caused by the obstacles arising from three different sources. Such a person, tapatrayarka santaptaha kaschite. Then when he is afflicted by the pain, okay, pain of samsara, everyone who is going through samsara, everyone who is born in this world, okay, being born in the world and having to go through his experience of paths of opposites, and having to be leaving this physical body one day. You know, every human being is going through this pain of tapatraya. Understand? Such a person, kaschite. Therefore, how is he now? Udvigna manasaha. Udvignam manasam yasya. Udvigna manasa. Udvignam manaha yasya. Udvignam manaha or manasa means the one who is mentally shattered, emotionally shattered, Udvignam means broken, shattered. Udvigna manasaha. So udvegaha, udvegaha is noun. Anxiety. Udvigna, anxious. But still, it doesn't mean simple anxiety. Not doesn't mean anxiety. One who is emotionally shattered. Being anxious means what? Being emotionally shattered. Understand? Udvigramanasaha. The one who is broken-minded. Okay? This one who is restless, agitated, disturbed. Okay? He is Udvigramanasaha. But still, Shamadhi Sadhanehi Yuktaha. Yuktaha means one who is endowed with. He is endowed with this Sishya. Is endowed with the qualifications. Sadhanehi yuktaha is endowed with qualifications such as qualifications. He is endowed with the qualifications of disciplines such as shamaha, etc. Shama adi. Adi shabda stands for shamaha. Yes, shamaha means what? Mastery over one's ways of thinking. Mastery over one's thoughts. Okay, shamaha is a discipline. Shamaha is a discipline. The discipline of having mastery over one's ways of thinking. Discipline of having mastery over one's thoughts. One's emotions. Is it? Is shamaha. And he has this discipline, he's endowed with the discipline of Shamaha. Adi Shabda stands for Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shabda, Samadhanam. So he is endowed with all disciplines. He is endowed with qualifications in terms of all disciplines such as Shamaha, etc. Thank God, he is not unqualified. He is qualified. He is eligible. He has mastery over his ways of thinking. He has mastery over his thoughts, emotions, which means he is not a slave of his desires. He is not a slave of his likes and dislikes. He is not a slave of his anger. He is free from, relatively free from the hold of jealousy, hatred, anger, etc. Which means he must be consciously living a life of dharma. The very fact when the student is said to be the one who is endowed with all disciplines such as shamaha, etc. That itself is a proof. A person has shamaha means he must be strictly living a life of dharma. Okay? That is implied here. He has shamaha, he has the discipline of shamaha, means what? He has mastery over his desires, mastery over his thoughts. Mind means he must be strictly living a life of values. That's implied here. Okay? It is like saying the student, the boy has gone to school means what? He has woken up from bed. Understand? You can't, he's not busy. He has gone to school means he's already got ready and gone. He's implied what? He's no more asleep. He's nowhere sitting at home. Similarly, this person is endowed with all qualifications, such as the discipline, such as shamaha, etc. means he must be living a strict life of dharma. That's why he's blessed with this discipline. Okay. Which means he's eligible. He's qualified. We can go and approach a teacher to give you, you know, but still you must be qualified also. That's why the qualifications also prove that how he must have approached the teacher. Paripruchyati. Sadguru paripruchyati. So kidrushaha sishyaha paripruchyati. Sadguru kam paripruchyati. Sadguru paripruchyati. Kidrushaha sishyaha tapatraya arka tapatraya. அர்க்க சந்தப்தஹா தாபத்ரயார்க்க சந்தப்தஹா கஷ்சித் உத்விக்ன மானசஹா ஷமாதி சாதனைர் யுக்தஹா ஷமாதி சாதனைஹி யுக்தஹா சத்குரும் பரிபிருச்சதி. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் கிம் பரிபிருச்சதி, கஹா பரிபிருச்சதி, கம் பரிபிருச்சதி, கீர்த்தசா பரிபிருச்சதி, அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் கிம் பரிபிருச்சதி, வாட் டஸ் ஹி ஆஸ்க் ஃபார், வாட் டஸ் ஹி ஆஸ்க். ஹே பகவன் கிருபையாவத, ஹே பகவன், ஹி அட்ரஸஸ் தி டீச்சர் ஆஸ் வாட், ஹே பகவன், ஓ லார்ட். தட் இட் செல்ஃப் டெல்ஸ் த வே ஹி அட்ரஸஸ் ஹிஸ் டீச்சர், டெல்ஸ் he knows, isn't with he revering the teacher as Bhagavan himself, definitely Bhagavan himself. He addresses, hey Bhagavan, O Lord, vada. He doesn't say teach me, kripaya vada, please do teach. Vada means please do speak, please do say, please do tell. But here, please do teach. So this person approaches the teacher, addresses him politely as, O Lord, hey Bhagavan, kripaya vada. Means what? The student who approaches teacher also knows knowledge being the only means of relief from samsara. He knows. So, really, a good student. And what does he say? Oh Lord, please teach. And what does he teach? What he says? Anayasena, anayasaha means what? Ayasaha means strain. Ayasa means, in Tamil also we have the word ayasa. Ayasaha means strain, difficulty, isn't it? Effort. Ayasaha. Anayasaha, okay, without strain, without effort. That is it. Now, anayasena, ayasena, strenuously. Anayasena, without any strain, without any effort, okay, effortlessly, without any strain, anayasena, yena, by which, asmat, from this means what? Bhava bandhanat, yena, by which, அஸ்மாத்து பவ பந்தனாத். பவஹா மீன்ஸ் சம்சாரஹா. பவஹா மீன்ஸ் சம்சாரஹா. பவஹா மீன்ஸ் த லைஃப் ஆஃப் பிகமிங். லைஃப் ஆஃப் பிகமிங் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? லைஃப் ஆஃப் டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேஷன், டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேட்டரி லைஃப். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? பவஹா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு சம்சாரஹா. சம்சாரஹா பவஹா மீன் தி லைஃப் ஆஃப் பிகமிங், life of transmigration. And bandhanam means what? Bondage. So asmat bandhanat, bhava bandhanat means from this, from the bondage of samsara, from this bondage of life of transmigration, from this bondage of samsara, yena anayasena muchyayam. That means by which I can be liberated. Muchyeyam, by which I can be liberated effortlessly without any strain from this bondage of samsara. This beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. ஏனாகம் முச்சியம் தத் that sankshipya, sankshipya, sankshepaha means brevity, okay? Sankshipya, having made brief, so briefly, sankshipya, briefly, me kripaya vada, kevalam kripaya vada. I do not want anything else. Please do tell me, please do teach me only that. Oh Lord, please do teach me only that. Is it by which effortlessly, easily, without any strain, I can be liberated from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, this life of transmigration. Please tell me only that. Kevalam means what? Don't deviate. I don't want any, you know, any humor in between. I'm not in a mood to listen, enjoy your humor. Okay? I don't want any fun. I don't need to make my class light. I don't want anything. Okay? Be strict and be sick. He doesn't say that, okay? Please don't mistake me. He doesn't say all that. Kevalam implies, I only want that jnanam. I only, please tell me only that by which I can be liberated from this bondage of samsara. I don't tell me too long. Sankshipya. Okay, making it brief, making the teaching brief. Please tell me why I'm so desperate. I don't have any energy to, you know, I want quick relief. Now, when somebody who's suffering goes to the doctor, painkiller, you know, the doctor say we give painkiller to manage the illness first, then he'll start treatment. Like that, quick relief he wants. Suffering is so intolerable that he wants quick relief. Isn't it? That's why sankshipya. Listen, quickly I need some relief. When you're suffering physically, what do you say? Tell the doctor. You only request the doctor to give us some quick relief. Give me some medicine which will relieve me quickly. Isn't it? So here also, we only think of physical pain. We run after doctors. We think of blood reports. We think of x-rays, scans. We all attention only on the physical body. Of course, without physical health, nothing can be achieved. But here, not only physical health, the equally important is mental health. Mentally, we're all sick. No, I'm okay. Shock this, come on, don't bluff, okay? I know you. Like a doctor telling, your whole horoscope is with me, okay? The whole chart is with me. I can tell you how you are mentally. No, Bhagavan tells, Shastran tells. Shastran, Shruti Mata tells. I know, you're all afflicted. We all go through this problem. So, what he says, so this, every human being is going through this problem. So he says, kevalam yena he bhagavan yena anayasena asmat bhava bandhanat mucheyam kevalam tat sankshipya kripaya vada. Is it clear now? This is the first order. So kripaya vada means please, please, please do teach me. So you can see how desperate the student is. Now, గురువాచ గురువాచ నా గురు టెల్స్ సో ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ ఇన్ ద వి సా ఇన్ ద థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ వర్సెస్ ద ఫోర్త్ ద థర్డ్ వర్స్ టెల్స్ ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ అండ్ ది హౌ ద స్టూడెంట్ అప్రోచెస్ ది టీచర్ అండ్ హౌ పొలైట్లీ హీ ఆస్క్స్ ఫర్ రిక్వెస్ట్ ద టీచర్ దెన్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ హీ ఆస్క్ ద టీచర్ దట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫోర్త్ వర్స్ Now we move on to the fifth verse. Guru Ruvacha. Now Guru tells. See, no, a person who plays the role of a guru does not call himself a guru. But still he is a guru. Okay? And the guru must, should respond. Guru will respond to the request of a qualified student. Even if he is qualified or unqualified, if he approaches in proper manner, proper manner, and he, the approach itself, the way he, this one approaches the teacher itself will tell the teacher whether he is, he deserves the teaching or not. Whether he is up, whether he is qualified or not. The way he approaches the teacher will tell the politeness, the humility, the desperateness for jnanam, the respect for the teacher. All that will prove the student's readiness, preparedness, or deserving the teaching. Okay. Now the guru tells. Sadhvite vachana vyaktihi. Sadhvite vachana vyaktihi. ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే సాధ్వీతే వచన వ్యక్తి 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 ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే ఇదం తదిది విస్పష్టం ఇదం తదిది ఇదం తదితి ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం విస్పష్టం సావధానమనాశృణు సావధానమనాశృణు ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం సావధానమనాశృణు సావధానమనాశృణు సాధ్వీతే వచన వ్యక్తి ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే సాధ్వీతే వచన వ్యక్తి ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే సాధ్వీతే వచన వ్యక్తి ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే వచన వ్యక్తి ప్రతిభాతి వదామితే ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం సావధానమనాశృణు సావధానమనాశృణు ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం ఇదం తదితి విస్పష్టం సావధానమనాశృణు ఓకే నౌ ది టీచర్ టెల్స్ శృణు ద స్టూడెంట్ ఆస్క్స్ వద టీచర్ సెస్ శృణు ప్లీజ్ టెల్ నౌ లిసన్ ఓకే డూ లిసన్ Before saying, listen, what does the teacher say? Te vachana vyaktihi, te vachana vyaktihi, sadhvi pratibhati, sadhvi pratibhati. Okay. Te means your, tava, O student. Your vachana vyaktihi. See, vyaktihi is a strilinga shabda. Vyaktihi. I tell you one thing. Vyaktihi means individual also. The word vyaktihi means individual. Vyaktihi means manifestation. Vyaktihi means expression. Vyaktihi means what? Expression. Manifestation. Exhibition. Exhibition, expression, manifestation. All these words are the meanings of the word Vyaktihi. Understand? So, Vyakta manifested. Vyaktihi manifestation. Expression. Exhibition. All these words, okay? Now, Vachana Vyaktihi. Vachanasya Vyaktihi. Vachana Vyaktihi. So, exhibition of your words, your speech. Expression of your speech. What you expressed is what? Expression of your speech. Your speech. Te vachana vyaktihi. Sadhi. Sadhi means good. Sadhu means good. Sadhu is ukaranta pullinga shabdaha. Sadhvi is ikaranta stilinga shabdaha. Sadhu, sadhvi means the same. Sadhu purushaha. Sadhvi, sanyasini is said to be sadhvi. Hanyasi is to sadhu. So sadhu means a good person. Sadhvi, a good female person. Literally mean, okay, sadhvi. Yesha sadhvi mahila. What does it mean? This is a, she is a good woman. Saha sadhu purushaha, he is a good person. Sadhvi mahila, good woman. Sadhu purushaha, good man. Understand? Sadhu sadhvi. Sadhu sadhvi, masculine woman, genus, that's a good. But here, sadhvi, why sadhvi? Because vyaktihi is a feminine gender word. The expression of your speech, expression of your mind in the form of your speech, is what? Pratibhati appears appropriate and very good. The expression of your mind in the form of your speech, the words, appears appropriate. Very nice. Very good. Is it clear? Because the words express what? Your mind only. So, it's not, there's no hypocrisy. Genuinely, your words express your mind. The expression of your words, expression of your speech, is expression of your mind, which appears, which sounds fine, which sounds appropriate, good. Te vachana vyaktihi, sadhvi patibhati. Te vadami. Te vadami. So what? I teach you. Te vadami, I teach you. Even though it's the present tense verb, it implies what? I shall teach you. Idam tad iti. I shall teach you. Idam tad iti. Vispashtam. Spashtam means clearly. See, spashtam is an adverb here. Spashtam clear. Okay, spashtataya. Spashtam, spashtataya. Spashtata, clarity. Spashtataya with clarity. Clearly. Because spashtam itself is what? Clearly. Adverb. Vispashtam, very clearly, I shall teach you. Very clearly, I shall teach you. Idam tad iti. This, okay, idam means this is that. This is, that means what? This is this, that is this. Now, I explain everything clearly. That's the meaning. Idam taditi. Idam, this is this, that is this, is it? I shall explain to you everything clearly. Shuno, so you listen to me. But how should you listen? Savadhana manaha. Okay. Now, dhanam means placing. Avadhanam means attention. Placing the mind on something is what? Avadhanam. Dhanam, placing. Placing the mind is called avadhanam. Placing the mind means in attention. Okay, attention. avadhanena sahitam. Mean what? With attention. So, attentively. Avadhanena sahitam. Means sa avadhanam. Sa avadhanam. Attentively. Savadhanam. With attention. Understand? With attention. Sa avadhanam. With attention. Got it? Savadhanena means what? Attentively. Attentively means what? With focused, distraction free, single pointed attention. With a focused, single pointed, distraction free attention. Sa avadhanena, attentively, savadhanena. With attention, attentively, with a focused, single pointed, distraction free attention, may you listen. I shall teach you clearly, this is that. Understand? The teacher does. No, when the student goes and requests, and then the student must have approached the right teacher. So the teacher also responds to the request of an appropriate student. Understand? So guru and Sishya have come together, the teaching has to begin. The student expresses his mind through his words, and his behavior proved his qualifications. And the student also, now teacher also is a great teacher, understood the teacher, student, and he is savadhanena shuno, attentively listen. I shall teach you clearly, very clearly everything. Okay, next.
Tattvamasyadivakyotham yajjiva paramatmanoh tadatmya vishayam jnanam tadidam mukti sadhanam tattvamasyadivakyotham yajjiva paramatmanoh tadatmya vishayam jnanam tadidam mukti sadhanam
Straight away the teacher begins saying what? Very profound fact. What does the teacher say here? Idam mukti sadhanam. Muktehe sadhanam, mukti sadhanam. Mukti sadhanam is a compound word. Idam sadhanam. This is the means. Idam sadhanam, the teacher tells, this is the means. There's no other means. This is the means. Means of what? Of liberation. Muktehi idam, muktehe sadhanam. Mukti sadhanam. This is the means of liberation. What is that? Tad jnanam. That knowledge is, okay, that knowledge. What, which knowledge? Idam mukti sadhanam. This is the means of liberation, means of, you know, attainment of freedom. What is that? Jnanam. Which jnanam? Tadatmya vishayam jnanam. Tadatmya vishayam jnanam. Tadatmya vishayam jnanam. See, tadatmyam. Tadatmyam means identity. The knowledge pertaining to the identity. The knowledge of identity. Knowledge pertaining to the identity. Tadatmya vishayam jnana means knowledge pertaining to the identity. Identity between what? Identity of what? Identity between, identity of jiva paramatmanoho. Identity between the individual jiva and Ishvara, the Paramatma. So, tad tadatmya vishayam jnanam, that knowledge pertaining to the identity between the individual and the Paramatma. And that jnanam, that knowledge, uttam. Uttam means which rises. Rising. Rising from what? Rising from tattvam asyadi vakya. Tattvam asi adi vakya uttam. The knowledge rising from the analysis of Vedantic declarations such as Tattvamasi. Vedantic statements. Okay? Tattvamasi is one sentence. There are many Mahavakyas. Tattvamasi Adi. Adi stands for all Mahavakyas. Tattvamasi Adi. Vakya Uttam. Vakyehi Uttam. Uttam means rising. Isn't it? That knowledge pertaining to the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, rising from the analysis of the great declarations, Vedantic declarations, such as Tattvamasi, etc. Which means Tattvamasi alone is not the only Mahavakyam. There are so many Mahavakyams. Okay. But Tattvamasi is an exalted Mahavakyam because it is instructive Mahavakyam. Instructive Mahavakyam, the teacher's Upadesha Mahavakyam. Because the teacher instructs. Tattvamasi, it is instructions involved. It's an instructive Mahavakyam. Is it clear? Good. Tattvamasi adi, tattvam asi adi, vakyotham yate, jivatma paramatmanoho tadatmya vishayam jnanam, tad idam mukti sadhanam. That knowledge is this means of liberation. What is the knowledge? Knowledge pertaining to the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. Is it? Rising from the analysis of Vedantic statements such as Tattvamasi, etc. It's a clean translation, isn't it? Translation explanation is that much only. Nothing much to say here. So what does the teacher say now? So much is packed in here. So you want moksha. You don't need to tell me what you are desperate. You are not interested in jnanam. You are interested in your moksha only. But for that moksha, at least you know jnanam is the only means. Okay. So approached me. Now I am telling you, yes, that jnanam is the only means of liberation. Why? Because only in jnanam change can be brought. Only in jnanam change can happen. Change can happen. How can knowledge relieve me from bondage? Free me from bondage. Because knowledge alone can bring about the change. Knowledge alone can bring about the change. Change in what? Change in perspective. Knowledge alone can bring the perspective change. Your moksha is in perspective change. What you are desperate about is moksha. That freedom from your agony, freedom from afflictions is possible only in having perspective change. And perspective change can be brought about only by jnanam. Now, the error in the perception is because of ignorance. Ignorance has to be resolved. And ignorance of what? Ignorance of yourself. Because of ignorance of yourself, even though you know you are, you do not know what you are. Because of ignorance, there's error in the perception of yourself and the perception of the world. And because of this error alone, all the problems are caused by the erroneous perception. Ignorance by itself is not a problem. You know that. Ignorance is wonderful. No problem. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance by itself does not cause any problem. Ignorance quietly causes what? Error. That error is the problem. Understand? Self-ignorance results in erroneous self-perception, which is the problem. If we seeing the rope, mistaking the rope, not seeing the rope is not a problem. Not seeing the rope is not a problem. Not seeing the real snake also is not a problem. You know that. As long as you don't see the snake being there, there's no fear. Not seeing the rope also is not a problem. Isn't it? But when you do not see the rope as the rope, you are not seeing the rope. And that not seeing rope as a rope, but make you see the rope as something else. You see the rope as a snake. And that, isn't it, that error in the perception of rope as a snake alone, what? Causes fear. So it is not the rope which causes fear. It is not seeing the rope also does not cause fear in you. Because of not seeing rope as a rope, you see the rope as something differently. That causes fear. Understand now? Does error cause the fear? Or snake or the rope? Does the not seeing cause it? Not seeing is what? Ignorance. Not seeing what is ignorance. Seeing what is knowledge. Not seeing what is ignorance. Understand? So ignorance of what is not a problem. But in ignorance, seeing something as something else is what? The problem. Like this here, you do not know what you are. And because you do not know what you are, you mistake yourself for something what you are not. That erroneous perception of yourself contributes for what? It contributes for superimposition of limitations. And thereby having wrong notions about yourself, wrong self-image. And there you have very strong notion about yourself that you are going to die. You are a mortal. You are unhappy. You are insignificant. You are insecure. All these notions you have, your all unhappiness is purely because of the wrong notions you entertain about yourself. You think you are insecure, you think you are unhappy, you are not unhappy, speaking. You think you are unhappy, you think you are insecure, you think you are limited, you think you are small, you think you are insignificant. It's all in your thinking. Understand? The notion caused problems. It's all in your thinking, very strong, deep-rooted notions you have. Therefore, what happens? There is the soul suffering. All this, the whole human misery is purely because of this strong, deep, but strong notions caused by erroneous perception, error. Therefore, you need to know. And if you discover what happens, discover what you are, you see yourself being non-separate from Paramatma. You will see yourself being one with Paramatma. Essentially, you are one with Ishvara. You are one. You are inseparable. You are non-separate. So your identity must be with Ishvara, not with the Jagat. What is Jagat now? The known is Jagat. The knower is Ishvara. The knower is, why? Viditta Vishwaha. Even this morning was, Viditta Vishwaha is Bhagavan. The one by whom the universe is known is Viditta Vishwaha. Bhagavan is the knower of the universe is Bhagavan. And you see, the known is the Vishwam. The knower of the is knower is the Ishvara. Understand now? The known is the universe. The knower is Ishvara. Your identity, now your identity is with the known, not with the knower Ishvara. Knower of the universe. Understand, in discovering your identity. So the whole problem is in having wrong identity. I tell you many times without feeling tired of repeating, making you feel bored with the repetition. I can tell you, in non-identity, there is bliss. In wrong identity, you have problems. In right identity, there is happiness. Understand? In total knowledge, you have right identity, there is happiness. In total ignorance, there's non-identity, you have bliss. But in wrong identity, you have problems, misery. Understand? Therefore, the problem is identity-related problem. Where are you? Where do you identify? What do you identify you with? What is your identity? What do you identify yourself with? You identify yourself with the known material body maintenance complex, which is Unijagat. Isn't it? You are essentially, you are actually one with Ishvara. Therefore, in discovering what you are, you will see your identity with Ishvara. You will discover yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, one with Ishvara. Then that discovering yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, the discovery, what happens? The perspective change happens. When the perspective change happens means you can take ownership of freedom which is already there. Therefore, etad idam mukti sadhanam. Idam mukti sadhanam. This is the means of liberation, that the knowledge pertaining to the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. Understand? Knowledge identity between Paramatma and Jivatma, rising from the analysis, the vacuum statement, Vedantic statement, Vedantic declaration, such as Tattvamasi, etc. Understand? Now you need to analyze the Vedantic statement. Vedantic statements. No, at least let's take now one statement, Tattvamasi. If you analyze this Vedantic statement, Vedantic declaration, what we understand? We understand the non-difference between the Jivatma and Paramatma. In discovering which, you can discover your identity with Bhagavan. You can discover you are being one with Bhagavan, non-separate from Bhagavan, inseparable from Bhagavan. In discovering which, perspective change will happen. The misery caused by erroneous perception will resolve. This is the means of moksha. Because you are never going to attain moksha. You have to claim the moksha which is already there. Got it? This is the meaning of this verse.
Tattvamasyadivakyottham yajjiva paramatmanoh tadatmya vishayam jnanam tadidam mukti sadhanam.
You are not learning anything new here, okay? It's still nice to remind you, reinforce. Okay. Sishya uvacha. Oh, there is possibility of discovering the attaining, there is possibility of attaining the knowledge pertaining to the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. Oh, the Sisha jumps and asks, Ko Jivaha, Kahakcha Parahacha Atma, Thalatyam Va Katam Tayoho, Tattamasyadi Vakyam Va Katam Tat Patipadayet. Typically, we all know. We all join the Sisha, okay? We all know Sishyas. We'll ask the Guru. Sishya Uvacha. Ko Jivah Kah Parashchatma. Ko Jivah Kah Parashchatma. Ko Jivah Kah Parashchatma. Ko Jivah Kah Parashchatma. Tadatmyam Va Katham Tayoh. Tadatmyam Va Katham Tayoh. Tattvamasyadivakyam va, katham tat pratipadayet. Tattvamasyadivakyam va, katham tat pratipadayet. Student, Sisha tells, kaha jivaha. Kaha jivaha, kaha cha, kaha paraha atma. Kaha jivaha, cha, kaha paraha atma. Tomorrow you see Sanjayamma, Dharamma, Radhanji will all speak only Sanskritam with all of you. Okay? Hot attention in his class. Kaha jivaha, kaha cha, kaha paraha atma. Tayoho tadatmyam va katham. Katham tayoho ka tadatmyam. Oh, how the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. How? Tayoho tadatmyam va katham. Then, tattvamasyadi vakyam, the statement of equation, Tattvamasi, etc. How does it reveal? Katam pratipadayet. How will this statement such as, the statement of equations, such as Tattvamasi, etc. will reveal that identity? How many questions? Jivaha kaha. Paraha atma kaha. Tayoho ka tadatyam katham bhavati. How does the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma happen? Third question. Fourth question. How does this statement of equation tattvamasi reveal the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma? Got it? Four questions. That is why it's called Vakya Vritti. Understand now? The elaborate analysis of this Mahavakya.
Sishya Uvacha Ko Jeevah Kav Parashchatma Tadatmyam Vakatham Tayoho Tattvamasyadi Vakyam Vakatham Katham tat pratipadayate.
Okay. Now Guru has to, has asked four questions. How many questions? Four questions. The teacher has to give all answers one by one.
Guru Ruvacha, Guru Ruvacha.
Was Jivaha Kaha. You say Jivaha Kaha. They. Who is this individual self means? What exactly I am? Okay. What is this I? What is this I? Why? Because every individual referred to oneself as what? I. Using this first person singular pronoun, I. I. So, he says, Kaha Jeevaha. Who is this individual self? Means, what does this I refer to?
Kaha Paraha Ishwaraha.
Who is the exalted Lord? The cause of everything, the source of everything, the truth of everything.
Tayoho tadatmyam katham bhavati.
How does the identity between the microcosmic being and macrocosmic being happen? How does the identity happen between them? How does this Vedantic statements of equation, such as Saptamasi, etc., reveal that identity? Understand? The four questions.
Guru Ruvacha Atra Bruma Samadhanam Atra Bruma Samadhanam Konyo Jeevas Tvamevahi Konyo Jeevas Tvamevahi Atra Bruma Samadhanam Konyo Jeevas Tvamevahi Konyo Jeevas Tvamevahi.
Okay. Yas tvam prachasi mam koham. Yas tvam prachasi mam koham. Brahmaivasina samshayaha. Brahmaivasina samshayaha. Okay. So here. Atra brumaha. Brumaha. See, bravimi, singular verb. But there, when the teacher speaks, the nice way of presenting is what? We shall explain. He never says, I shall explain. You know why? That shows the politeness of the teacher. Whatever I say, what my teacher said to me. When I say, including myself, I include myself with all my teachers. So we shall say. Look at his language. Okay. I say, listen to me. Even though he says, well, listen to me. Actually, when you explain, we shall say. Means what? All my teachers say this. I'm joining my teachers in presenting, giving answer to your questions. Okay. Brumaha. So all we have to learn from some tradition. Atra Brumaha. Samadhanam. Okay. Samadhanam means Again, sam prefix adhanam. Sam and a, two prefixes are there. Dhanam, placing. Adhanam, samadhanam means what? Okay? Presenting the proper reason. Isn't it? Samadhanam. It means the solution, the answer. Samadhanam brumaha. We shall answer. We shall reveal the answer. We shall reveal the answer as to questions. Kaha anyaha jivaha? Who else is jiva here? Who else is jiva here? Twameva. You are the jiva here. You are the jiva. When not knowing who you are, when you ask this question, you are a jiva. Once you know who you are Ishvara. Understand now? Who else is jiva? He's asked the first, what is the question? Who is a jiva? Who is the individual self? He asked the question. Now the answer comes what? Who else is jiva? You are the jiva. The teacher says, anyaha kaha jiva? Twameva jiva. Who else is jiva? You are the jiva. You are the jiva. I am telling you now, you are Ish. He is going to say tattvamasi. You are the truth you are searching for. But now he is saying that you are jiva. See, when the teacher begins his teaching, he says, you are jiva. He is going to end the teaching, says what? That Ishvara you are. This is good. Now, why? Because the student is asking now in ignorance. The teacher says what now? You are the jiva. Anyaha kaha. Who else is there other than you? Who else can ask questions? Who is the one who is asking questions? I, yes, that I, you, that you who is raising this question now. You, okay, you are jiva. Jivaha tvameva, he indeed. Yaha tvam pruchasi. Yaha, the one who you are the one who asks, who is asking me this question. You are the one who are asking me the question, and that you alone are the jiva now. Okay? Yaha tvam pruchasi. Mom. That you who are asking me the question, koham, kaha aham, who am I? You're asking the question, who is jiva? What is the question you're asking? Who is jiva? The question should be changed into what? Who am I? Why? You are the jiva. You, the one who are asking me the question, are the jiva. Therefore, the question must be what? Who am I? Kaha aham, koham. Who is a jiva should be converted into who am I? Why? Because you are the jiva. You must ask, who am I? If you ask the question, who am I? Did you understand? Okay, the jiva, you are the jiva. And what's the answer? Brahma eva asi. You are none other than Brahman itself. You are Brahma. Brahma eva asi na samshayaha. The teacher gives a very, very firm, clear, doubt-free answer. You are Brahma. You are the limitless reality. You are the limitless reality, Brahma. Is it clear now? You're asking me who is jiva? You are asking me the question, who is jiva? You yourself are the jiva. Who else is jiva here? Therefore, the question must be how? Koham. Who am I? I give the answer. If you, for the question, I'm asking, the teacher tells everything. One verse, she finishes. Now, Brahmaivasi na samshayaha. You are Brahman yourself. No doubt at all. You do not know the fact that you are Brahman, but the fact is you are Brahman yourself. Which means the teacher knows very clearly what he is, what the universe is, what every individual being is, what this whole cosmos is, who Ishvara is, the teacher knows. So the teacher says what? Na samshayaha. There's no doubt at all for me. That you are yourself Brahman. What does it mean? Yes, you are yourself Brahman means I know what it implies is what? You are Brahman. Because you have to arrive at Brahman only as yourself. There's no other way of discovering, understanding, recognizing, cognizing, arriving at reality at all. There's no other way. Understand? You have to arrive at the reality only as your own self. If you have to understand the truth of the universe, can you go and search for the truth of the universe? The universe is so vast. The truth of every being other than you, the truth of everything, the truth of every being, the truth of the entity of the universe can be arrived at, has to be arrived at only as your own essential nature. As the truth of the knower subject. The truth is not an object. The truth cannot be objectified. Truth is not available for objectification. Therefore, the truth of the entirety of the objective universe has to be arrived at only as your own essential nature. Therefore, he says what? Brahmaivasi, you are Brahman yourself means other than yourself, everybody else is not Brahman or what? You are Brahman yourself means, the question is what? When you ask me the question, who is Jiva? You're actually asking me, you who are asking me this question, Yaha Tvam Mam Prachasi, you who are asking me this question, are yourself Jiva. So the question must be what? Who am I? You ask the question is, who am I? My answer is this, Brahmaivasi. You are Brahman yourself. Your Brahman yourself means what? All that is here is only Brahma. And that Brahma you are means there's no second thing other than Brahma. There's only Brahma. There's no second thing other than Brahma. Is it clear? But you have to arrive at that Brahman as what? As yourself. Not as an object. Is it clear? This much he packed in this. Okay. Atra bruma samadhanam konyo jivas tvamevahi yas tvam prachasi mam koham brahmaivasina samshayah. Is it very clear? It was very clear?
Yes.
Sishya uvacha, sishya uvacha. So we'll read this ninth verse and stop, okay? Because we saw the class late. So we'll go with it. Sishya uvacha, padarthameva janami, nadyapi bhagavan sphutam, nadyapi bhagavan sphutam, aham brahmeti vakyartham pratipadye katham vada padarthameva janami
నాద్యాపి భగవన్ స్ఫుటం పదార్థమేవ జానామి నాద్యాపి భగవన్ స్ఫుటం అహం బ్రహ్మేతి వాక్యార్థం ప్రతిపద్యే కథం వద. ఓకే, జానామి న అద్య అపి భగవన్ స్ఫుటం. హే భగవన్, ఐ విల్ లిటిల్ మీన్ టుడే, విల్ సీ లేటర్ ఆన్ నెక్స్ట్ సెషన్. హే భగవన్, ఓ లార్డ్, జానామి జానామి న మీన్స్ వాట్ న జానామి, ఐ డు నాట్ నో స్ఫుటం క్లియర్లీ. అద్య అపి ఈవెన్ నౌ, అద్య అపి మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ టుడే, ఈవెన్ అప్ టు దిస్ టైమ్, అంటిల్ నౌ, I have until now, what now? I do not know. Still I am ignorant. Until this time, I do not know. Adhyapi sputam na janami. I do not know clearly padartham, the meaning of the word. I, look at this. Even now, I do not know clearly the meaning of the word I, the first person singular pronoun I. I know I am. I do not know what I am. Until I came to you, I did not know that I did not know what I am. Now I know I do not know what I am. So I am telling you what. Na janami. Adya api na janami sputam padarthameva. Padartha means meaning of the word I, the first person singular pronoun. హే బ్రహ్మ, నో సారీ, హే హే ఓ లార్డ్, వద, ప్లీజ్ డూ టీచ్ మీ, ప్లీజ్ డూ టెల్, కథం ప్రతిపద్యే, హౌ డు ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్, కథం ప్రతిపద్యే, హౌ షల్ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్, హౌ డు ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెంటెన్స్ అహం బ్రహ్మ. అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇస్ అ స్టేట్మెంట్, ద స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాక్ట్, స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వేషన్. అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి ఇస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాక్ట్, స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వేషన్. ఇట్స్ మహావాక్యం, మహావాక్యం విచ్ రివీల్స్ ఐడెంటిటీ బిట్వీన్ ఐ అండ్ బ్రహ్మ, ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ డిక్లరేషన్ విచ్ రివీల్స్ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్, statement equation. But I know the statement now, but I do not know the meaning of the statement. How do I understand this statement, aham brahma? Katham pratipadye aham brahma? How do you understand this statement, the meaning of the statement aham brahma? Vakyartham, how katham pratipadye, how do I understand the vakyartham, the meaning of the sentence aham brahma? Please do tell me. So you have to teach me how I can understand the meaning of the sentence aham brahma asmi. Understand? You are simply saying, it's only a statement for me. Tattvamasi, you are the truth. Aham brahma asmi, I am the truth. It, where the individual is equated to Ishvara. It's a statement of fact. But for me, It's a statement. It's a statement of an accept because you're saying it. I do not understand. How do you understand? Please do teach me. He requests. Okay. Now I'm going to close the book and tell you. All these statements are said to be statements of equation. And this morning itself I told you, equation between the two is possible only if there is difference as well as non-difference. Which means, definitely there is difference between the individual and the total, Jiva and Ishvara. You can't say there's no difference at all. There is difference. But this difference is not absolute. It's relative. It's empirical. It is not, difference is not unreal. Different, there is difference. It is not difference at all, and we cannot say we have no problem at all in my life. I'm so. We do have, okay, open your eyes, you have problems on. So we have so many problems. So that means there is difference. But there is non-difference also. We need not study the Shastram to know the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. Do we need to study the Shastram? Without studying the Shastram, already we have very clear understanding that I am an individual. I'm Alpajnaha. I'm Alpa Shaktiman. And Ishvara is whole, almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Sarvajna, Sarvashaktiman. So I am different from Ishvara. Ishvara is different from me. To know this different, do we need to study Shastram? We don't need to waste our time in this to understand something. To know something which we already know. Is it? The Shastram must tell you, reveal something which you already do not know. That is why we have reverence for Shastram. Because Shastram reveals the fact which I cannot know through any other pramanam. Understand? Yes, this, there is a fact. See, you are different from Ishvara is not unreal, it is real. But it's only relatively real. Absolutely, you are non-different from Ishvara. Okay? That's a fact. You must know what is absolutely real. You need not take what is relatively real as absolutely real fact. Our problem is because of what? We mistake what is relatively real to be absolutely real. You mistake what is relatively real, empirically real, to be absolutely real. Because we do not know the fact. Understand? Therefore, let us come see our next class. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.